This is Ed Sugar. I'm going to tell you the story tonight of the wrestling match we had one night coming back from Kansas. After we'd gone down there as teenagers to buy some beer, we drank a little bit of beer, and we were coming back on county roads because we wanted to avoid the highway. And two of the guys in the car, one sitting in the front seat, one in the back seat, decided they had a difference of opinion about something. We were going to get out and settle it on the out of the car. Well, one of them tried to crawl from the front seat around the doorpost through the open window into the back seat, so we decided we'd better stop and let them fight it out while the car was stopped. So we stopped, and they got down in the ditch, and they're wrestling around, and a couple of us stand there watching them, and my friend came up to me, Jack Tuttle, and he drank quite a bit of beer on the way back, and he said, you know how those guys wrestling matches, those referees get right down on the mat with them? Sometimes they're flat on their stomachs. And I said, yeah, I know, Jack. And he said, well, I'm going to referee this match. And I said, you're going to lay down on the road? And he said, no, I'm smarter than that. I'm going to get up on top of the car and watch referee it. So he crawls up on top of the car. Well, one of the guys that was with us didn't realize Jack was up there, and he got tired. These guys that wrestling around the ditch weren't really drawing any blood. So he said, well, let's go back to McCook and chase girls. And he was driving. So he got in the car, wrapped it up, wrapped the old engine up, popped the clutch, and away he went. And this blob looked like a sack of potatoes come flying by my face. And I realized it was Jack hadn't got off the roof yet. So I ran over to Jack, and he's laying there just still as can be on the road. And I said, are you all right, Jack? And he winked at me and said, don't tell Burns. So I turned around, and Burns, by this time, had seen something in his rearview mirror go flashing by. He didn't know what it was, and I yelled up the road at him. I said, Burns, you killed Tuttle, you damn fool, you killed Tuttle. And he came running back and said, oh, God, I didn't mean to. Oh, God, Ed, you got to be my witness. What am I going to do? I didn't know he was up to. You got to be my witness. Oh, shit, what am I going to do? Tuttle, Dad, what am I going to do? So by this time, he gets back to Jack, and Jack, he says, geez, Jack, are you dead? Oh, God, what am I going to do? And I said, and Jack looked up to him and said, I'll forgive you this time, Burns, but don't do it again. And then the next thing I had to do was pull Burns off the tunnel because he jumped on him, was pounding the crap out of him. He was so damn mad at him. I thought he was going to kill him.